Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place I know where the waters fall, where the thirsty soul can drink. There's a holy time that is set aside for the troubled mind to think. When your spirit falls like the gentle rain, a quiet symphony of sound, then the lame man walks and the weak man runs as we meet on holy ground. There's a table in the wilderness where the hungry come and eat, and the weary can find rest at last by the Savior's When your spirit flies like a gentle dove, take away these chains that bind, then the blind man sees and the deaf man hears as we meet on holy ground. There's a place I know where the orphan child can hold a father's hand, and where the outcast and the refugee come and find their we meet on holy ground. Thank you.
Pai, em nome de Jesus, te pedimos a tua graça, Senhor, que nos abençoe mais esta jornada. Só teu povo ser acrescentado neste programa, Pai, que tu nos uses para a tua glória, consolides o teu reino. Traga, Senhor, o teu maná ao teu povo, que no esquema do inimigo possa impedir nenhuma das tuas ovelhas. Sair abençoado e acrescentado em sabedoria, conhecimento, os mistérios do teu reino. Nós pedimos, glorificamos em nome de Jesus. Amém. Mas, irmãos, agradecemos mais uma vez pela vossa presença, por estarem a separar o tempo para nos ouvir. Temos hoje mais um programa dedicado aos mistérios do Reino do Senhor Jesus. Estaremos falando sobre o significado da árvore da vida, as parábolas, as metáforas que muitas vezes encontramos na Bíblia, mas nem sempre conseguimos entender com profundidade aquilo que Deus trouxe desde a antiguidade para hoje, para nos nossos dias, nos guiar em toda a verdade que Ele disse que nos libertaria. Deixe-se ficar connosco, estaremos em breve convidando o nosso irmão Will Rogers para nos acompanhar neste propósito. Estaremos falando de coisas profundas. Espero que se sinta movido pelo Espírito para avançar, crescer no conhecimento do Reino de Deus. Estaremos falando de coisas espirituais. Se é isso que está procurando, ter entendimento de como agradar a Deus, como dirigir os seus passos nestes dias tão turbulentos, com sabedoria, com temor e com reverência, com dedicação a Deus, deixe ficar. Estaremos aprofundando isso através das Escrituras e trazendo exemplos vivos de que estamos falando ou queremos falar não é da nossa mente, é algo que as pessoas já experimentaram no passado, têm experimentado e vão continuar a experimentar porque tudo aquilo que Deus faz é eterno. Deixe ficar connosco, estaremos dando as boas-vindas aos nossos irmãos em inglês. Peço que nos acompanhem com as suas orações para que nada do inimigo possa impedir o povo de Deus de receber o seu maná no dia de hoje. Que Deus os abençoe, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Brothers and sisters, thank you one more time for your presence. Tonight we have a program dedicated again to the mysteries of the Kingdom of God. We will be talking about the Tree of Life, the parable that we can read in the first book of the Bible, parable of the garden. Sometimes we read things and we can't get all the deep meanings of what is written on the scriptures. God has purpose to do this kind of thing. Jesus said that for those that look for the truth, that follow the truth, there will be revealed for them the mysteries of the kingdom. So my brother and my sister, if you are here, if you are with us, that's because you are looking to find the meaning of the kingdom of God in your life. And this is something that makes you special for God. Because it's God that is calling every one of us to investigate, to search the truth, that truth that will free our souls of this world of illusions. So we have again with us our brother, our dear brother Will Rogers, that will bring lots of information about the Tree of Life, about the meaning of the Tree of Life. You better believe that we will go deep on this. We want you to understand why God sometimes chooses to hide the meanings of these mysteries, to reserve them for those that are worthy of them. He said that to the apostles, that for those who follow, for those are revealed mysteries. So, if you are curious, know what is the tree of life, if you are curious to understand the deep meanings of the story of the Garden of Eden, please stay with us, pray, because we know that the enemy is not happy. He's not happy with the things that we are uncovering, exposing here. But it is for you, it is for me, it is our inheritance in the kingdom of our Father. He wants to give us his manna today to make us healthier, to make us smarter. So please stay with us. Let's worship our God for a while, and then I will call Brother Will, and we will deliver you. We will send to you what God has sent to us. May the Ruach HaKodesh bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
The bride and groom in a wedding by a glassy sea. Oh, death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be there soon.
Glory in us is rising up to meet you. nós subindo pra ti.
Lord, Lord is pressing down.
Agora a gente está vencendo.
War in us is rising up to me.
Nosso filho para ti,
glory, Lord, expressing.
after searching all these years. And the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. But I was lost when you found me here. And I was broken beyond repair. And then you
one accord, every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's to our Recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Okay.
Are you still there? Exactly. You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Seems that we have some problem contacting Brother.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Okay. I will call again. I hope that he can answer. Let's try again. Okay. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hi, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Thank God. I have already called, but it was on a message. So, are you ready for another show?
Oh, yes, sir, bro. Hey, I'm always ready for another show.
Okay, you don't need any time more. Seems like you were busy.
I just had to run over to. I just got back in town. I had that going out to my granddaughter's thing, and then I just did a show a little earlier today. I think you just did, and I just did that show. I was over at the coffee shop. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I will start to introduce the team, the issue, and then I have already heard your show on another day about the issue. I know that you have a lot of insight about this, but I just want to introduce, because I know that this will be a overwhelming show. People will leave this show with a more better vision of the Word of God. So just give me some minutes and I will pass you the lead of this show, okay, brother?
Okay, brother. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So I hope that you have already read the additional notes of this show I have put in our blog. Going to put again on the chat room for those who are interested. This is the link for the additional notes of this show. We will be talking about the tree of life, the parable of life that God, through the scriptures, instructs us to seek, to look for the tree of life, to be worthy to hit from that tree that Adam and Eve were separated. Sometimes we think that we understand everything, that when we go to a church, people there, they are blessed, have no one else, and they have all the answers. But the real truth is that God sometimes keeps the final mysteries for those whose justice goes more than the justice of the Pharisees. Okay? It's not enough to go to churches. It's not enough to be obedient to what men and rules of men say. So we get, when we forgetting the deeper mysteries of the kingdom of God, the important thing is to follow Yeshua, to follow Yeshua commandment. And when we do this, when we make decisions that we put God in front of our life, in front of our comfort zones, when we don't let them deceive us with the offerings of Satan, and we still want to follow Yeshua, to make him our only master, God has answers, deeper answers for those. This is a matter that only those that seek the real spirituality that Jesus Christ has teaching. He didn't teach religion, he didn't teach church, brick church. He teaches the real spirituality that he wants to have in our inside, to dwell inside of us. And those that understand this, they will understand that Jesus doesn't change. He keeps the best one for the final, for those who remain on the feast, even when everything seems missing, even when everything seems become an end, there was no more wine there. So people like to drink to be happy. I believe that a lot of them, they went away. But those that stay on the wedding party until the end, they drank the best wine. And this is what we have to offer. This is what Brother Will will bring. My brothers and sisters, the parable of the Garden of Eden, it's a scripture that shows us something that really happened to a creature that God created. But it's written in a form that we cannot understand all the meanings just by reading and taking literally what those words are saying there. We have to understand that God said that he will uncover mysteries from the foundation of the world, open his mouth in parables. And this is one of them. The parable of the tree of life is not only in Genesis, because the Bible, the scripture, not the Bible, but the scripture that God has offered us, like a map to understanding, to finding, they reveal on other books of the Bible and in other scriptures what was the meaning of the tree of life. And this is what we are going to talk about. What is the real tree of life that we must seek for, must look, we must be worthy? What God wants to mean with the tree of life? The tree of life, and Brother will say this better than me, has a lot of meanings to a lot of religions, okay? But if there is one symbol, there is one meaning that is universal, okay? The tree of life is a universal symbol. And it seems to me so sad that the Christians, especially the evangelical Christians, seems to be the less aware of all the people about the real meaning of the tree of life. So this is just an introduction. I have put here two scriptures based on Proverbs 13:12 and Revelation 22:14 for you to understand that the tree of life is spoken in all the Bible. And in these two, particularly in these two passages of the Bible, you can see there is a dialectic between we and God that has intimacy connections to the tree of life. You can read in Revelation 22:14 that blessed are that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city. Okay? There is a conditional order to us to have the right to the tree of life, to keep his commandments. And at the same time, Proverbs 13:12, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. So if we have to do something according to the first scripture, then there is seems to be an answer, seems to be a reaction in our life according to what we do before. So this is a dialectical relation all around the tree of life. So Brother Will, I don't want to go further. Now I think I have opened the appetite of our brothers and sisters. Please just take us where I heard you have taken us on the other day, okay? Brother Will, can you hear me?
Amen, brother. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Amen. But again, Brother Jose, and to your listening audience, as always, it's always a, a pleasure and an opportunity to be able to come onto your show and be able to break bread and to talk about the deeper issues of the Word of God and get into the didactic understanding that on the surface level, Jesus always spoke and talked in parables, and he always said it was for some to know, and it was for you to know, but then for others it was not. So the tree of life is a very, very deeply esoterical phrase. As you know, brother, and all of the occult communities, they use the same phrases and same terms that a lot of Christians and a lot of other religious organizations use, especially in the Kabbalah and the Cabal. That phrase, the tree of life, is definitely used a lot in the Luciferians as well in the Hebrew Israelite and Egyptology. They use that same term, tree of life. But the most important thing, brother, for us to understand, when we talk about the tree of life, the best example we have is a natural tree. If you look at a tree, brother, the roots of the tree is like an iceberg. The roots of the tree, they say, is usually twice as deep as the height of the tree that is visible to the eye. So the tree that you see above the ground have roots that grow deep. And so the scripture that talks about hope deferred waxes or wanes or makes the heart cold, that's very important because hope fulfilled is a tree of life. And so what we want to understand, but then what the listeners have to understand, is that when we talk about hope and the essence of hope, we must understand that, you know, it's similar to the word faith, where we get faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we see that faith is a substance of hope, is a part of hope. So faith gives us the ability to grow deep in the tree of life. But then we have to go to Genesis, and we have to also look at, before we can even talk about the tree of life in the book of Proverbs, we got to look at the tree of life in the book of Genesis and just understand that the trees that were in the garden, brother, the tree of life was the tree that Adam and Eve should have eaten from, because what they ate from was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so everyone on this planet is doing the same mistake. We're all going after knowledge. Everybody is running after knowledge and everybody's going after knowledge, brother. Everybody is seeking to express, expose, and expand themselves without over an understanding that we can have knowledge. But as the scriptures talks about, brother, where there's a piece of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. And knowledge is not the emphasis. Eternal life through a personal, private, productive relationship with Yahushua, or Jesus the Christ, is the only thing that matters. We could talk about a lot of stuff, brother, but at the end of the day, only what you do for Christ will last. Only the things that are eternal. And so that is the issue. That is the most important thing that we want to really delve into and we want to discuss today.
Right. And I want to emphasize this, because what happened in the Garden of Eden, what happened with Eve and Adam, it was a transfer of hope for the wrong tree. Okay? And this is something that I want to emphasize on this night here, because I want to people not to be deceived by the same schemes of Satan. I don't want people to be more deceived than we have already been. If you read Psalms first, and I'm going to read here, just hear this, my brothers and sisters. Psalm 1, it says this: Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is the law of the Lord,
And in his law, that he meditate day and night. Now listen to this, brothers and sisters. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatever it does shall prosper. Can you see the connection to the tree of life that Adam and Eve have walked away? They heard the wrong voice. They followed the counsel of the wrong voice. And they desired the wrong tree. That tree was there to prove their hearts. The problem, it was not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The problem was eating the fruit of that tree. If God wants to produce creation really on his image, he had to put there a tree, because God could choose to do evil things. He has free will. And if he chooses to do evil things, we cannot do anything against God, okay? But he's good. So when God created Adam and Eve, he created in his own image, with free will. But for having real free will, there has to be an alternative. There has to be a time of choosing. And they choose the wrong tree. And they choose to hear the wrong voice. So, my brothers and sisters, this is for us. This is the parable of life. Which voice are you following? Which tree are you letting grow inside of you? Who has you put your faith, your hope in? Jesus said he was the true vineyard, another tree. So are we getting something here? What is the tree of life? I think the Psalm number 1 explains what happens to the man who puts his hope, his trust in the Lord. So how can you put hope if you don't understand what he says? If you always have someone in front of you and you can hear him, you have to hear through others. How small is your hope if you stay on that state of mind, of heart? Brother Willie, have I opened some doors here?
Some big doors, brother. Some big doors, because when we start talking about over and understanding hope, brother, that is the key, because everybody gets really deep and really mystical. And that's good, brother. It's good to delve into the esoteric meaning of these terms and these words. But when we start talking about the manipulation of light, all of that is just knowledge, brother. All of that is just gnosis. And where there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. It's not about understanding or getting a bunch of knowledge just to impress a bunch of people. You know, I've been there, done that. And anybody can go out and get knowledge to impress people, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But we have to stop and ask ourselves, what is this all about? What is, when we talk about the tree of life, why did God put the tree of life in the garden and allowed Adam and Eve to be tempted by these other trees? There was a tree that was good for sight. There was a tree that was good for food. Then there was this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then there was this tree of life. So when we look at these different trees, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the only tree that they was told not to partake of. And they were manipulated, if you will, by this tree. And this tree had, you know, we could go into for the reasons why, but we talk about the tree of knowledge versus the tree of life. We have that same choice today. We have a choice to make whether or not we're going to pursue knowledge, whether we're going to pursue the knowledge, and regardless of what type of knowledge, it's still a two-edged sword, or we're going to pursue this thing called eternal life. And that, brother, we have to break down. We have to under, over, and understand what all of this means. What is the esoteric meaning behind understanding that where there's an increase of knowledge, and the scripture talks about it in Ecclesiastics, where it says, and I've done many shows on the vexation of spirit, because with an increase of knowledge, it brings on a vexing of the spirit because of the revelation or the understanding of the depth of the depravity and the decay. Where hope deferred, and I talked about this on the previous show, but that where I broke down the definition of that word hope, and we got into under, over, and understand where it says in Proverbs 13, this is a very, very important scripture, brother, because that one simple scripture in Proverbs 13, was it 12, where it says hope deferred makes the heart cold. And so when we live in a world where knowledge is promoted, all of this knowledge and all of this gnosis is making us aware of things that we can't obtain. It's making us aware of things that either we used to have or we may have in the future. And so it's preparing, or it's giving you this information, and the word information means informing. So this information creates a deformation instead of a transformation. So it is the under, over, and understanding that how can we go from just hope? Hope makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is the tree of life. That was the New Living Translation of that same verse in Proverbs 13. And so what I want the listeners to really understand, brother, is the importance of going past. And this is always tough because people don't understand what I mean when I say going past faith. Because we know faith without works is dead. Hebrews 6:1 tells us to let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And believers get nervous when we talk about going deeper in Christ. And what I mean by going deeper in Christ, brother, is the same thing that the scripture tells us in this verse in Proverbs, so that way our hope is not deferred, meaning that our hope is not delayed, meaning that we're not just sitting here with a wish and a dream, but we want to have something more than just a wish and just a dream. Because that word hope, brother, when we look at it in the Hebrew, the word hope has to do with an expectation. Expectation, brother, comes from understanding. I cannot hold you responsible for something that I haven't taught. So hope is the result of understanding. So understanding produces expectation. Expectation then produces manifestation. So hope, my brother, a tree must be planted. And so the thing that everybody makes a mistake of, because the scripture talks about believing, but you must conceive before you can believe in order to achieve. And so when we're talking about a tree is not going to grow unless it is first planted. I can take a seed, but unless I put that seed into a ground, and the word conceive means to actually plant or to form or to place it in an environment for it to grow. And so when we're talking about the tree of life, for me, the tree of life is the exact same thing as hope. It's the exact same thing that Hebrews is exactly, and the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible. You can do a lot of things, brother, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so that's what we want to really get the listeners to understand, is that hope is the result of understanding. But what are we looking to understand? A lot of people is understanding knowledge of good and evil. Hope is the ability to understand the word, the living rhema word of God. Not letters, Amen. But spirit. Because the letter kills and the spirit gives. And so we could read, you know, and again, there's nothing wrong. You got to start somewhere. Nothing wrong with reading scriptures, you know, meditating on scriptures. But does that give you what, I mean, are you taking it to the next level? Once you read it and get an understanding, does that understanding bring about an expectation? When you read, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, when you read the commandments, does it produce a desire in you to follow the commandments? Are you just reading it for knowledge of good and evil? Are you reading it to bring about an understanding that leads to a desire, a expecting that leads to a manifesting, a manifestation? Many of us, brother, we don't have this tree. We're not planted because we are the tree. We are the tree of life. But the tree that we are, we're not understanding the Word of God, so we're not expecting the Word of God, so we're not manifesting the Word of God. Everybody is looking for a book, and we are the book. Everybody is looking for the church, and we are the church. Everybody is looking for a tree, and we are the tree. Everybody needs to, I mean, it's very, very important, brother, that we make a specific delineation between how this process works, because you must conceive in order to believe. And then once you believe what you've conceived, you will receive. Most believers want to receive something from God, and they don't believe in God. And the reason that we don't believe in God, because we haven't conceived God. Because most of us don't understand that the tree of life has to do with the conception of life. Is the seed of God bringing about a conception, a conceiving inside of your spirit? Because the word, brother, planted inside of the body brings about a expectation. You actually expect what you read to happen. Many of us read it, but we don't expect it to happen. We don't believe it. Because that ability to conceive what has been read leads to the understanding, which brings about hope. Hope is simply expectation. And so the question is, how can I develop an expectation that what God says in his word about me is true? He says I'm a holy nation. He says I'm a royal priest. He says that he said that I have this power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. He said that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if God is telling me all of these things about me, why don't I believe him? Why am I manifesting it? He said that the things I have done, you shall do, and even greater things than these. And so the question is, the reason that we're not producing these things, the reason that we're like the fig tree that the Father, that when God walked by, when Yahushua walked by, he cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit. It had no production. It had no hope. It had no understanding, no expectation, and no manifesting. The tree was devoid, or the tree was absence of this thing called hope. Why? Because the scripture says, when the desire cometh, it is the tree of life. And so when we talk about hope deferred makes the heart sick or cold, but when the desire cometh. And so we have to look at that one Hebrew word. And we talked about that on the last, on the show that I did earlier. And that comes from that the Hebrew word. And let me get the correct pronunciation, brother, because it's very important for the listeners to understand when we're talking about desires and we talk about these words, to actually break down the understanding of the esoteric meaning of these terms and these definitions, so that way people can have a clear delineation between what the scripture in English is saying and what the true meaning in the Hebrew or in
terms,
the Greek.
8378. Teva.
So that Hebrew word teva means the object of desire. And so, brother, that's important, because you can put any object. What the Father is telling us, that the object of your desire should be him. It should be his word. It should be the manifestation of him, a learning of him, because we understand him better by understanding his word better. And so the understanding, of the word produces an expectation, which is the definition of the word hope, which brings about manifestation. And so that word tehevah has another underlining word. And so there's another underlining word that gives us that word, Tehava.
183. Avah. Avah.
So the word Avah, so we have Tehava and Avah. And Avah, that simply means a longing. It means a desiring. It means a preference. It means a something, brother, that you turn aside to, something that you set aside everything else in order to actually be a part of or spend time with this. And so the question is, what are you setting aside? We are not the tree of life. We're not growing like the tree of life. We're not becoming like the tree of life because we're not setting aside the time. We're not setting aside the energy. We're not setting aside the resources. We're spending our time, our money, our resources on a lot of other things other than the thing that is going to produce fruit. And in this case, brother, we're talking about under open understanding that the tree of life is only fulfilled by the longing for the word of God, by the longing for a personal, private, productive relationship with the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's what this is all about, brother, is giving the people, helping us to understand that that one word, conceive, gives us the ability to believe. And the ability to believe gives us the ability to receive. And if we don't put those three steps in order, brother, then that hope is deferred. And if it's deferred, the tree that is planted is not going to take root and it's not going to grow. In order for the tree of life, which is eternal life, if you want eternal life, you just can't go and respond to an altar call and think you have eternal life. That's that easy believism that is being preached today. That's dangerous, brother. That's dangerous because what happens is people, that seed is not planted on good ground that it talks about in Scripture. It's planted on that stony or that rocky ground, and the birds will come and steal it. Unless we plant that seed, unless we plant that word of God, because the word conceive means to actually to form something, to hold it, to mold it, to water it, to allow it, to nurture it, so that way it can grow. If we can conceive what the word of God, what God is saying in his word, then we start to believe it. Once we start to believe it, then we start to receive it. That's the same thing as saying understanding it, expecting it, and manifesting it. All three of these things should be taking place in the life of every believer so that what the scripture talks about in Proverbs 13 actually is manifesting. Otherwise, we're going to have what it says. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And there's a lot of people who are sick. But what does that mean when we say sick? There's a lot of people, brother, that are not being fulfilled. Because when we look at that Hebrew word for the English word sick, that Hebrew word, brother, when we talk about sick, it means that, brother, that you are, that there is something that is like in between you and your author, something that is in between you and your father, something that is causing your heart to long for something, and it moves or it keeps you from getting close, from having that personal, private relationship with your creator. And so that is the thing that we have to remove, brother. And the thing that does that is the deferment of the thing that we're discussing, which is hope. That deferment is the result of not having an understanding. And that is the problem with a lot of preachers, because a lot of preachers are preaching a word, teaching you something that is surface level, and it doesn't go deep enough to give you an understanding. That makes you sick. But you don't realize it. So you can go and you can sit in church every day and not understand that the information that's being provided is just meat. I mean milk, and it's not meat. Therefore, you never go deep enough so that way you can actually start to grow. And this sickness, this feeling that something is in between you, something is preventing you from actually growing and producing fruit, because it's like you're malnourished. You're planting a seed in an environment or in a ground that doesn't have the resources for that tree to grow. So you can plant a seed,
amen,
and it could be a good seed, But what if you plant that seed in bad ground? So not only do you got to have a good word, you got to have a good environment for that word to grow in. Because what if you got a good environment but bad word? So that environment is you. Your body is the environment. Your body is the ground. Your ruling disposition, your spirit, your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect is the seed. Right now, brother, what you are doing is you're planting seeds. Your listeners is the environment that my words are going into. Your words are going into that environment. But what if the listeners that is listening to us right now, brother, what if they have a bad environment? What if their disposition, what if their mind is right now they're thinking about dinner? What if they're thinking about, you know, this hot date that they got later on tonight? What if they're thinking about something else? They hear the word. The word is coming. We are giving them the word. We're giving them the meat of the word. But the environment that the word is going into is not conducive for a quality seed. So you can have a quality seed. We can have the word of God preaching the rhema word of God to the people, and they will still be sick. They will still not produce any fruit. And the reason is the environment that the word is going into is not conducive for hope or for the tree of life to manifest or for the roots to grow deep. So there's a requirement for the listener. The listener must make sure that the soil is ready, and they can only do that. Is the mind ready? Are you listening? Are you coming with a spirit of expectation? That's hope. Did the listeners tune in today expecting to hear the word of God, or did they just tune in to get knowledge? Did they just tune in to take some notes so that way they can go out and regurgitate it to impress their friends? Because the word sick, brother, is a dang, it's an interesting word in the Hebrew, because it has to do with the leading to disease. It means to become weak from malnutrition, from separation. It's not being connected to the vine or to the tree. It's a vine, but the vine is different from the tree. That's what we got to focus on.
Just give me a minute here, because I think it's important to give an example, a live example of what we are talking here for people who try to understand with a practical thing what we are talking here. Okay, I have put here on the chat room three verses from Proverbs. I will read it because it's the context of the example that I'm going to present here. Okay, just read with me, please. Proverbs verse 3 from 11 to 17, now to 18. Okay? It says this: My son, do not make your heart hard against the Lord's teaching. Do not be made angry by his training. For to those that who are dear to him, the Lord says sharp words and makes the son in whom he has delight undergo pain. Happy is the man who makes discovery of wisdom, and he who gets knowledge. For trading in it is better than trading in silver, and its profit greater than bright gold. She is more valuable than jewels, and nothing for which you may have a desire is fairer in comparison with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left are wealth and honor. Her ways are ways of delight, and all her goings are peace. She is the tree of life to all who take her in their hands, and happy is everyone who keeps her. Okay, let me emphasize here that what Brother Will is talking about knowledge is not the fear of the Lord, okay? The real knowledge starts with the fear of the Lord. We all know this scripture, okay? But what Brother Will is talking about is the fake knowledge, the same fake knowledge that the serpent deceived Adam and Eve, okay? That's all the ways, all the paths they are trying to improve on these modern days to replace the way of the Lord. the teachings of the Lord. Okay? This is what Brother Will is trying to make you understand. Careful what knowledge you are following, what knowledge you are trying to learn. Because the knowledge of the good and evil, it's not bad if you don't eat the fruit. Okay? The tree is there to prove your heart. It's necessary. But you just mistake, you just go wrong when you turn away from the laws of the Lord. Let me give you a simple example how your life, how the parable of the tree of life can be applied on these modern days for you. Jesus said that in the last day there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes and calamity, okay? But also Jesus said, do not be afraid. Okay? This is the commandment of Jesus Christ for his followers. When you start seeing all these things, do not be afraid. Well, the wars and rumors of wars, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the famines are all there. The noise is all around us. Who is following? Who is eating the fruit of the teachings of Jesus Christ on this day? You know why you are sick? You are making more hope on those who makes you fear, who makes you heal, than in hearing Jesus Christ's commandment. If you hear Jesus Christ's commandment, and if you put your hope in what Jesus said for this example, you will not be healed. You will have the tree of life inside of you. You will eat the fruits of the tree of life. You will have peace because you have put your trust and hope in the word, in the commandment of Jesus Christ for that specific situation. But if you want to believe in all the false prophets, all the fake Christians that are there just preaching fear, global calamities, aliens, and we are all going to die. If you want to live in fear, you are going to eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And you will start proving their fruits. And what happened? You will be cast away of the tree of life, like Adam. Am I wrong, my brother? Am I wrong making this example?
Not at all, brother. Not at all. It's right, you're right on point. Because the most important thing, brother, that we have to make sure that we are aware of is exactly what you were saying. And that is to make sure that we are putting all of our attention on where it should go. Are we putting all of our attention on words that we are using to impress people? Because when you talk to people, most people are just formulating what they're going to say to rebuttal or to debate. I don't debate, brothers. I don't debate, sisters. I just share the word of God. And if there is something that you would like to debate, you can take it up with the Holy Spirit. But everybody wants to debate, so everybody is sitting there and they're trying to pick holes in what we are discussing today, brother. They want to see if there is a fault or a flaw. So they're looking at the speck without examining the beam in their own eye. And I see that a lot, brother, that most of us, we're not going to grow as believers until that's the biggest mistake and the biggest problem that I made was looking at the fault in others instead of examining the beam, the problems, the issues that I had in myself. Once I start looking at other people, the tree, my own tree, instead of me going and looking at the weeds in your garden, what about the weeds in my own garden? Instead of looking at the thoughts in your head, what about the thoughts in my own head? When I start the process of self-analyzation, when I started looking at the the issues that was going on in my own life, I was so overwhelmed that I didn't have time to address anyone else. And that is still the case today. And when we look at the tree of life, brother, that's exactly what we are referring to. That's exactly what the scripture is referring to. That's exactly what everything is talking about, how we are becoming diseased. We become sick because we have a lack of understanding of eternal life. Now, we know a lot about good stuff and bad stuff. We could bring people onto the show. They will wax eloquently, myself included. I can talk for hours on things that are good for you, whether we talk about health, whether we talk about wealth, whether we talk about wisdom. I can talk for hours and hours about knowledge, basic knowledge of this system, of this harmonious arrangement, of this world. But what about my life? What about the things that produce life? In order for something to live, brother, it needs nourishment. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be cared for. It needs to be fed. It needs to be pampered. It has to be groomed. It has to be watered. It's like a gardener. It's like a farmer. A farmer spends a lot of time, even when there is nothing planted, preparing the soil during the off season. So that way, when it's time to plant a seed, the seed, the soil, everything is ripe. Everything is ready. And that's what we got to do, brother. We got to prepare the environment of our mind, our will, our emotion, our imagination, and our intellect. So that way, when you come on these shows, listeners, are you coming on this show just to get your ears tickled or just to hear something? Or are you coming on this show with a mindset of willing and longing and desire for the Holy Spirit, not me, not Brother Jose, but for the Ruach, the set-apart one, to lead you and guide you? We are only here to remind you of what the Holy Spirit has already told you. I'm not here to tell you anything new. I'm just here to remind you of what you already know, because the Holy Spirit has already told you. And so me and Brother Jose, all we are, we're just here to bring something to your remembrance. I talked earlier about that word remember means return to member or membership. And the word membership means mem, M-E-M. And a mem is something that actually changes the DNA or just the genetic expression to whatever is being remembered. So if you are remembering the Word of God, the eternal significance of a personal, private, productive relationship with God, then your genes are being tuned so the Word of God can actually have an effect. That's good ground. Good ground, my brother, good ground, my sister, is your genes have been regenerated and still degenerated. You have been regened. So that way the words that we are speaking to you are not falling on bad soil that has not been prepared. It is my prayer that every listener, hope is not deferred, that your expectation is not producing a manifestation because of a lack of preparation. If you come in here and if you're listening and if you're reading and you have not established an understanding, if you're not standing under the Word of God and the author of the Word of God, if you're not seeking to understand Yahushua and his message of reconciliation through the process of putting down your will, denying yourself, picking up your cross and following him. Because demons, they know the word too, but they don't do the word. So we got to be not just a hearer, but we got to be a doer of the word. That, my brother, brings about understanding. That understanding then percolates inside of you and starts to bring about the ability and the desire to expect. Expect means that you actually believe something is going to happen. It's not a wish anymore. It's a knowing. You go from wishing that you have power to knowing that you have power. So when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't fear no evil no more. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't believe it, you know it. It goes from your head to your heart. So you don't have a head knowledge, you have a heart knowledge. And once that happens, brother, then that's when you become a threat. That's when the enemy starts to take notice, because you're not walking in your flesh. You're walking in your God-ordained anointing and your position and your passion and your power and your purpose, all because hope is not deferred no more. Your hope now is manifesting. It is a dream. It is a longing. It is a desire. It is a wish that is fulfilled. It's not just out there in la-la land anymore. The word has become flesh, and it is dwelling inside of you. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. When the desire cometh. Now, that word cometh, that means when it is fulfilled. When the desire fulfilled. In the Greek, it comes from, I'm from the Hebrew, it's the Hebrew word bow, B-O-W. It means to fall or to lighten up. It means to come to pass. It means to attain. It means to be enumerated. I love these terms and these words because, my brothers and my sisters, when you start to understand and understand what this means, enumerated, is the word of God enumerated inside of your soul, inside of your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect? Or is it still on a shelf? That word enumerated is a mathematical term. It means to actually count something. It means that you added it all up and it all equals the sum and the total. It means to recount, enumerated. Enumerated means to enumerate. It has, that means that the word of God has been added up, and guess what? You have been accounted. It has been accounted unto you. This righteousness, that's the result of living under the word of God, that produces expectation of the word of God, that brings about a manifestation of the word of God.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay, let me just rephrase the scriptures that you have spoken here. Okay, in the epistle to the Colossians. Says, to whom God would make known.
I can barely hear you, brother.
The riches of the glory. Sorry? Did you say something?
Oh, no, there you go. I could barely hear you. You was kind of cutting in and out, but I can hear you okay now.
Okay. I'm going to repeat the scriptures, because it's important for our brothers to understand this. This is deep. In the Colossians, the epistle to the Colossians, 1:27, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So, If we want to have hope in our life, what is necessary? It's necessary to find Christ inside of us, not on a brick, on a building of bricks, not on another person, not even on a book, but inside of you, Christ in you, by the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Right? So, do you understand now how the system, how the religion can deceive you and stole you the tree of life? If he can stole and make you hope in another thing than in the God inside of you, you are the most poor of the believers. If your hope is your congregation, if your hope is the Bible, if your hope is another person, if your happiness is on another thing than in Jesus Christ inside of you, you have been stole, you have been cast away from paradise. You
are not worthy to eat from the tree of life. What you must desire, what must be your hope, is this thing that Paul writes in 1 Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the order of God, our Savior, and Christ Jesus, our hope. You see the difference between Jesus and the Bible. It's not the Bible that is your final hope. It's Jesus in you. Because Jesus is the Logos, is the Word of God. And the Bible and all your brothers and sisters, they are expressions of God. They are Rima, they can have Rima words, but they are not God. If your hope, if you fight the good fight to not be deceived by the cunning schemes of the devil that he has used against Jesus Christ himself, using the Bible against him to trick him. If you fight the good fight and you want your only the hope of Jesus Christ inside of you, if you want to be a spiritual believer, a true believer, you will have access to the tree of life anytime you want. Because the way, the path, has already been opened by the blood of Jesus Christ himself. But there is a lot of tree of knowledge there, my brothers and sisters. In all, almost every Greek churches, there are tree of good and evil. They are promoting these trees because they are singing another song that change your DNA. And you become transformed not to the image and glory of Yahushua, Jesus Christ, but to a building, to a flag, to a country. Everything can be used against you to steal you the tree of life, to cast you from the paradise that Adam and Eve were cast, because they put their hope in another speech. And they eat another fruit. I hope that you can go deeper this night here. Because if you understand the spiritual message that are being present to you, you will no more be deceived. Because the only thing that you will recognize is the voice of Yahushua, the commandments that Jesus Christ has left on the Bible for your life. Put your hope in the commandments of God, of Yahushua, Jesus, not in a Bible without a context, not in words, because the letter kills, not in commandments of men. They think they are bigger than Jesus Christ. They can charge you money in the name of Jesus when Jesus never did it. You can choose to be a spiritual, true believer of the Father. But you can also choose to continue to be a slave of religion, of another things. Everything can be an idol that will cast you away from paradise. Brother, please, do you want to continue, please?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute there, brother. But amen, brother. Anything can become an idol. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes that I made, brother, is getting so caught up into knowledge that exactly what happened, exactly what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes is exactly what happened to me. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. You learn all of this stuff. You go out, you find out, yeah, there's chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, genetically modified organisms. They got underground military bases. They got the silent spread spectrum. They got all of this stuff, and you become overwhelmed. You become overwhelmed with so much informing, it creates a deforming inside of you. You become deformed because you've got all of this knowledge that you can't do nothing about. There's chemtrails in the air, so what can we do about it? Nothing. There's fluoride in the water. What can we do about it? We can pray about it, but the purpose, the goal, the understanding is that we're just pilgrims passing through. This is not my home. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. And so the goal, my brother, the goal, my sister, is not to just be consumed with all of this knowledge and information about what's going on. There's so many people out there. I mean, you go to Facebook, LinkedIn, TubeMogul, YouTube. Look at the amount of doom and gloom that's being promoted. And that's great. We want to be aware of the times. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm not going to be consumed by the times. Because remember, whatever you mem, whatever you take in, whatever mental image that you hold in your brain is what you're going to manifest and attract in your life. So if you think about, read about, or consume with problems every day, all day, you're going to attract, draw, and be problems. See, I don't think about my bills. I don't worry about my bills. They get paid when they get paid. I think about the money that I bring it in to pay my bills. I don't think about, I talk about all of this stuff to make you aware of the enemy's modus operandi. That's the only time I talk about it. I think about, talk about, spend all of my time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So that way I can be more like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so the goal, my brother, is not to be so overrun with all of this informing, all of this information, that you allowed it to create a deform instead of a transform. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not the word of Brother Willie, not the word of Brother Jose, not the word of the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not the word of anyone but the word of God. Whose words? How much time are you spending in the words, brother? How much time are you spending in the words? That's going to transform. Trans means metamorpho, not metamorphosis. Metamorpho. Meta means to go beyond form, the existing disposition. So we got to go beyond this fleshly realm, and we got to focus on the rhema, spirit of the word, not the letter of the word. What is the spirit behind the sigil or the letter? Everybody knows the word. That's great. But what is the spirit? How's your spirit, brother? How is your spirit, sister? See, my Bible tells me to know no man by the flesh, by the letter, but know every man by the spirit, by the ruling disposition. But behind every physical object is a spiritual disposition. That's what I deal with. I'm a metaphysician. I deal with spiritual issues, not physical issues. By the time it manifests in your life, it's too late. If the disease shows up in your body, God bless you. We got to deal with it before it manifests, brother. We got to deal with it before it manifests, sister. We got to deal with it in spirit. Why? God is spirit. Those that worship him, those that work for him. Worship means work for. Who you work for, brother? Who you work for, sister? Are you working for a spirit, or are you working for the flesh? Hope deferred. It is deferred because you're focusing on the problem instead of the word of God. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Where's your thoughts at? Where's your intentions at? Are they on the things of God or the things of this world?
Amen, brother. And I want to remember what Jesus said in John 6:33. It says, it's the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. So, my brothers and sisters, before it's too late, keep this in mind. Jesus, Yahushua, he died for your life. This is your treasure. This is what transcends you to an eternity. It's not transhumanism. It's not the knowledge of what the enemy is doing. It's not the reptilians that should be transforming your life.
The only thing that you must understand, that you must have real fear, is the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the true knowledge, of the true wisdom. When we fear God, we don't have time or space to fear anything else. Because everything that comes to our life, when we have Jesus inside of us, can only touch us. If God, Yahushua, permits. So they can put water with fluoride, they can put venoms on the air, and I only going to be touched by this if God permits. There can be reptilians there, there can be lizards, but they have to deal with my God. It's not me, it's not you that are God, it's your hope. That's where you have put your hope, in the God that you have inside, that will transcend you, that are transforming you, preparing you to give you a new body, a new name, to live forever with Him. But it's something that you have already, if you don't lose your faith. If you don't lose your hope, if you don't change your hope. But the problem, my brothers and sisters, is that you are going to be invited. So this, Satan will go try to deceive you in all forms, just to block your understanding what is the tree of life. What is your tree of life? He will try to give you, to present you all kinds of trees, of good and evil. He will try to offer all the kind of good appearance fruits for you to taste it and eat it, because he wants to steal your tree of life for yourself, from inside of you. That's why he comes only to steal, to kill, to destroy what God wants to build in your life. If you understand the spiritual principles that we are talking here, you will hate religion. You will hate everything that tries to replace Jesus Christ in your life. Because what you are feeling inside of you, it's spirit. These words that we are giving to you comes from the real tree of life, that is Jesus Christ. These words are spirit that fill your soul. And you are feeling like right now inside of you. Because if I am feeling, and you are following Jesus Christ, and you are willing to love Him, if you want to be forever with Him, you are feeling that we are not selling nothing here. I don't have books here to you. I'm just giving you for free the most precious treasure that I have received in my life. And I am a blessed man. I have another treasure of God. But the most precious treasure was Jesus Christ in me. And this the world can't give. The money can't buy. This is only found. You know where? I'm going to tell you where you can find this precious treasure. And even the scripture, and I'm putting here the scripture, will guide you there. Right there, in the middle of its street. And on either side of the river, to the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding his fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Revelation 22, 2. Is there where you find the tree of life? Beside the river that comes from the throne of God. Ruach HaKodesh. The Holy Spirit that this world cannot give. Because the tree of life, it's spirit. Spirit for your life. Healing for you and for others. But those that put their hope in another things, even their bodies will be changed at the image of that things. Even the DNA will be changed through the image of the beast. And not me. Not Brother Will. Brother and sister, after this show, go read Genesis. Go read the fall of Adam, and you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, revealing the deep mysteries of this parable. Even the tree of life, there is a parable there. Adam lose it, but you don't need to lose it. Just reject all other offerings and put your hope in just one thing, Yahushua, the Holy Spirit in you, and start promoting a relationship with Him. This is the real tree of life for your life, for my life. Brother Will, I endorse you. We have 7 minutes. I give you 3 minutes to hand, to just to put a final song. Just give us some final thoughts and tell us again where we can find your website.
Amen, brother. Thank you again, as always. It's a pleasure and opportunity, as always, brother, to break bread with you and in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Brothers and sisters, all of my information is available at my website at masterteacher33.com. It's so important that we don't fall into the vanities of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanities. And if you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 8 through 13, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up with this, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 8 through 14. Let's go 8 through 14. And 8 through 14, it says, vanities of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanities. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright. Upright words of truth. Verse 11. The words of the wise are like gonads, and the words of scholars are well-driven, or like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 12. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of the making of many books, there is no end. And of much study is worrisome to the flesh. Brothers and sisters, I have 40 books still writing. Of making of many books, there is no end. Where does it stop, brothers? Where does it stop? It don't. Knowledge can go on and on and on. Vanities of vanities. Verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is the conclusion of the whole matter, brothers? What is the conclusion of the whole matter, sisters? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 tells us, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's whole duty. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So you can go get knowledge. I did that. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. Got 40 books, brothers, 40. You can go to my website at masterteacher33.com. Check them out. A lot of knowledge. A lot of information. I was a preacher. Licensed and ordained for 10 years. Everything that it says here, I did. I sought to teach people knowledge. I pondered. I sought out to set out many proverbs. I found and researched acceptable words. I wrote words that was upright. I put in words of truth. Notice all the emphasis on words. Words. Where's the spirit, brother? Where's the spirit, sister? Ecclesiastes 12:11. I did it. I took the words. These words were words of wisdom. They were wise words. I had words of scholars, brothers. I studied, I researched, I went out and got my PhD, became doctor, reverend. I had the ability to use my words in such a way, I was like a carpenter. I could drive words like a carpenter, drive nail into wood. I was a shepherd, brother. I used to do all this stuff, and there was no end. At the end of the day, worrisome of flesh. My body was tired, brothers. My body was tired, sisters. Why? Because I had a lot of gnosis and I had no spirit. I had a lot of stuff, but I had no power. So what is the conclusion? Fear God, keep his commandments. That's it. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Amen, brother. Could not end simpler than you have. Handed. My brothers and sisters, welcome. Thank you again for these precious times. Hope that you have received the blessing that I have received. Thank you, Brother Willie. Hope to have you back again soon. God bless you all. See you right away. Bye-bye.
Mother, I tried to do right by you, to do what you asked me to. I did wrong and I knew. Mother, I tried to behave for you. Now I'm a digging a grave. All I could do, find a way back home, make everything new. But I wish it was true. Father, well, I gave my soul to you. I came in blindfolded for you. It was all that I knew. Open your arms and I'll fly out of hell up to you. I wish it was true. Come on out from the cold. You're lost outside there, don't you know? It's not what you say, it's what you do. Just keep wishing your wishes are true. Will your dreams a reality? Yeah. There's no pain, there's no misery. Just polish the blood and the bruise. There's just no way you can lose. Well, I wish it was true. Country, I was a soldier for you. I did what you asked me to. It was wrong and you knew. Country, now I'm just a stranger to you.
a number, a name, it's true. Throw me away when you're through. The home of the brave and the free, the red, white, and blue.